Veterans Benefit Fair. I struggle remembering all that, Steve. It's a challenge. Steve Cunningham's here, Boone County Veterans Affairs.
Good morning.
And over here we have Sean Bryant, Boone County Supervisor.
Good morning,
my boss.
And a veteran, also a client.
Yes.
So he's your boss and a client both.
That's right.
That's okay. That's all right. We make it work that way. Steve, this has become a regular event for you. What, every other year you try to do
every
one?
Year now.
Every year.
Yep.
Okay. Because things change that much.
Not only do things change,
we get
more and more veterans, yeah. You know, and more we do for veterans, those veterans are satisfied and they go out and tell other veterans. And so it brings more people in the office. And really, that's why we're here, to serve veterans. I know that Sean is one of my bosses, but I always tell my veterans, I don't work for the VA. I don't work for my commissioners and I don't work for my supervisors, but I work for them. Those other people support me in what I do and are very, very important, especially the Board of Supervisors, but I work for my veterans. But that's why we do it every year now.
And we've seen that that transition over the last several years, and went through a couple of different VA people, but you've been in there now for actually several years.
Yep, this has been 8 years.
8 years.
So I'll be there until Sean makes me mad, and I don't think that'll happen. And I just love serving veterans. Veterans are, that's all I've ever done my whole entire life. I served soldiers, went from soldiers to veterans. And some of my soldiers I served are the veterans that I'm serving now, yeah. So...
Well, I was going to say. I'll tell you what, Jim. We're very fortunate here in Boone County to have someone like Mr. Cunningham serve as our Boone County Veterans Affairs. So, to put it to you this way, Steve actually has an area, Boone County. You have other county veterans from other counties reaching out to Steve for assistance as well, because we get such good service here. You know, and he's not going to turn anyone away, which is fine with us. The more veterans we can serve, the better. So you'll have people reaching out saying, hey, is my guy doing this right? What should I do? And he'll answer their questions. And, you know, he's always helpful. Anytime you go in there or give him a call, he's always willing to stop what he's doing and assist the veteran. So.
It's one of the things that, like, for the supervisor's position, we do provide some of the funding, some of the resources to them. Space, I'm guessing, is probably mm-hmm. the bigger thing. But the big issue is are they getting their questions answered? And that's been one of the challenges. That's why we do these things like the benefits fair, is open up these lines of communication. Here, I'm here. I'm the one. Come and talk to me. And, you know, whether you're eligible or not, we'll get down and we'll figure out what we need to do.
And that's exactly right. And what's nice is a lot of times we can't answer all the questions. We can explain how things work. We can show how things work. We can tell them where their claims or their issues are in order. But when we have this, we have the departments from the VA, because I can tell them everything they want to hear, but it's always nice to get reconfirmed by the people who actually make the decision at the VA. And those people are here. And those people are the same people that make us successful, because of the relationship that we have with them. We can pick the phone up and just to make a phone call and ask them the questions. But when they're down here, especially some of the harder questions, when I say, no, you're not eligible, well, they can actually go and ask. And that doesn't at all offend me. I want the best advocate for yourself is yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I will give you all the information. I will tell you where it cites what it, you know, what we're telling them. Mm-hmm. But it's always nice once in a while to have those people at the VA here, and we will have a lot of those people here. So,
you know, Sean, when being a veteran, okay, then now being a supervisor, yeah, every once in a while somebody comes in, and more than likely you're hearing, boy, I really appreciate the help I got. I mean, you're getting a lot of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually received a letter the other day from a customer of Steve's, saying how wonderful and how great the service was over there. And he has a veterans a board that oversees the veterans veterans affairs, and he gets appraisals every year, and we get those appraisals, and it's always top marks for Steve here. You know, Boone County has a very rich history with his veterans. We have streets named after veterans. We have the armory over here. Mm-hmm. We have the ASIF over here. We have the maintenance facility. So there's three different facilities in one location over here on Sneddon Drive. And it's Corporal Roger Sneddon Drive, named after a veteran. Yeah. You know, you go into our courthouse and you see the World War II Memorial Wall. It's just amazing, all those people that served and sacrificed during that time. We have the Freedom Rock now. We have so many different things throughout Boone County that recognizes our veterans. We owe it to them, and we do everything we can. And I know Steve does a great job doing everything we can to provide these benefits, to remind people about these benefits, and to do everything we can for them.
We want people to know the board is responsible for appointing the commission, and Mike's been there a while, Mike Gibbs, Roger Platt's been there, but new is Daryl Hell.
Yep, so. And he brings a lot to us, so he really does. So, and he's from the Madrid area, so we have representation for Madrid.
You try to keep them spread out. I know you do. And the hard part is once they start, they get awfully busy being part of the program.
Yes, they do. We got Daryl is now helping driving people back and forth to Des Moines, to the VA. Roger, he actually lines up our drivers for rides to the VA, medical appointments and stuff like that. And Mike, he just helps out wherever he needs to, and he was going to be able to help out more because he retired, but then he went on a mission with the Iowa Guard, and he'll be gone for a while, but he does call back all the time. So
pretty sure. Keeps track of what's happening. The and the rides, let's talk a little bit about that. You guys did get him a van.
We did get him a van. We were fortunate enough to we had some COVID dollars that we funded a van that Steve wanted. And what they were doing before is they were taking people down in their personal vehicles, you know. We'd reimburse them for the gas, for their time, for their mileage. It's just got to be a pain and not a professional way to do things. So he came to us with this idea. He found the van. We all agreed it was a wonderful idea. So we got him the van. He got it logoed on the side, and it's working out great. So we were very fortunate to find that, and Steve did a great job locating that vehicle.
That's been one of the challenges, because rides are essential a lot of times to get people down there for those appointments.
Yeah, we let people know that if you don't have a ride, to let us know. Now, you really need to work with your family and other people to get you rides. But if you don't have a ride, we will get you down for a ride, because there's nothing more important than the health of our veterans, whether it's physical health or mental health. And so very, very important. And our volunteers at Drive, I just can't say enough about them. They give of their time. They give of their, you know. Our last person who gave him a drive, he's not here, Daryl Helt, now, because one of our veterans had COVID, and now he has COVID. So they even sacrifice their health for our veterans.
Do what they can to help. All right, Veterans Benefits Fair, let's talk about it. Out in the community building, the fairgrounds, I know you get a lot of, I would call them vendors, but they're not, providers.
Yes.
These are providers that you work with and have services that are available to veterans. I think one of the things you've told me in the past, more than once, is it's all about keeping those lines of communication open. You might not need assistance right now, but you might be eligible for assistance. But one way or another, these are the people you got to talk to and work with.
Exactly. Last year, we had an individual come in from the VA, and they took care of the health care providers. So if you were a spouse and you were taking care of a veteran and you're spending so much time with that veteran and you're doing the work instead of having a professional come in, they will monetarily take care of some of those costs. I don't try to understand everything on that because there's so many, you know, it has to be such, you know, so many hours, you know, they have to be housebound or, you know, where they can't get out. Mm-hmm. And so I know the person who they can talk to. Yep. And there are experts down at the VA, experts at the Iowa Veterans Home, experts down at Camp Dodge that we go to with the Iowa Department of Veteran Affairs. And those people are the ones I send them to because they're the experts. I just could not keep all that in my head, even if I wanted to. So
there's a lot. It's a matter of, like, a lot of times, it's if I can't help you, I can. I know somebody to get a hold of, and that's the big thing because it is such a network. It is a massive network.
Yeah, I always tell people I'm smart not because what I know, but who I know, and so that's how we utilize them. So.
And that's one of those things, too. Yeah, a lot of the different people that come out there, and some are just local agencies that have assistance available for people of that are of veterans' age.
Well, perfect example is RSVP. You know, they come out, and they're always looking for volunteers, and we have some of their volunteers driving our veterans now. And so it's a excellent way to pick up veterans that are looking for something to do. And once a veteran retires, a lot of times there's not a lot that they do, and they're looking for something and looking for a way to help other veterans. And it really works out great having them all down there. So having all these organizations there at one time. So
or get elected. Some do that.
Some do that, yes.
All right, let's this I know Sean and Steve both you've been to this in the past. It's a great opportunity to just meet the different people, the different agencies, make contact. A lot of them would love to, you know, they'll make contact with you, and you know, you might be eligible for some assistance or some benefit. Well, I'm just saying, it's easier to say just for some benefit. And that's again, they may end up, you know, you might not get it right away that day, but they may be getting back a hold of you. Or they might direct them to come in and see you, too.
So as any veteran knows, that the only thing constant is change. So everything changes all the time. So I went to this last year, and I actually picked up a few things that was handy for my when I retired last year. And when you retire from the military or you're done, they tell you about all these benefits that you get, but you forget. There's so much stuff, and they tell you all these things, and you're like, okay, this is great. I'm going to keep this folder. I'm going to know this. And then you forget, and you lose the folder. You're like, I wonder what I'm eligible for. So this is a wonderful event. If you know a veteran, please tell them about this event. If you're married to a veteran, make sure you bring them down there. Come yourself. There's all kinds of things. The VA now does all their appointments. They can do all their appointments online. You have to have log in. You can do your refill your prescriptions online. So on all this is fairly new, and it took me a while to find out how to navigate the systems. Okay, which one do I go to for my prescriptions? What can I find out here? And these are things that they can tell you. Oh, you can do this. Did you know you were eligible for this? No, I didn't, but thank you. So it's great to get down there and just a refresher. And even if you know everything, just come down and hopefully Daryl brings his Jeep this year. Yeah. He has a World War II Jeep that he's redone. It's just beautiful. Meet some veterans, drink some coffee, have some good social time. So it's a great place to network and meet other veterans.
Bring his whole communication trailer with him.
Amen. Amen.
Do that. Steve, more about this.
Okay. I guess I'll just go over when it is. It's October 31st, and we'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning. The vendors will be there, start setting up at 8, and it'll go to 1:30, okay? Mm-hmm. With that, it'll be at the Boone County Fairgrounds at the community building. That works perfect because it's all on one floor. easy to get in, easy to get out. So we will have donuts and coffee, like it was said, starting at 9, and that'll go to 11. And we provide all the coffee, all the donuts, no cost, and then we will serve lunch. And for lunch, I've always found out, if you go to a wedding, you don't remember whose wedding it is, but you remember what the reception
was like
and what food was. So we are having, just like we have every year, prime rib sandwiches. We're smoking briskets, pork butt, and pork loin. And we will have that out there. And Darlene, who is one of my, I call her my boss, because she sort of helps run everything out there.
Sure.
She makes all kinds of treats and stuff like that. So you will not go home hungry. If you're a veteran, you come in and you have lunch with us. If you're a veteran spouse, you come in and have lunch with us. If you're a caregiver for a veteran, you come in and have lunch with us. You know, all the vendors will be given lunch. You know, we provide this as a thank you to our veterans and to get people in there. So if you come early, then you might want to come back around 11, 11:30 for lunch.
But come back for lunch. Yeah.
But there's a lot of things, like we said.
Making contact. I think you get a chance to walk around if you get there a little early. Walk around to the vendors. Some you probably visited with. You may have, if you were here last year, may have visited with them then. But stop and check and see, because, like, constant, as Sean said, one of the constant things is change. And different things are changing in the VA.
And that is definitely right. A lot of people said, well, I was in there 20 years ago and I wasn't eligible. Well, like you said, things changed. Here about 2 years ago, they came out with what they call the PACT Act. And when they passed the PACT Act, it expanded the things that the VA would cover, not only for Vietnam, but for the current Gulf War, or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. Persian Gulf, or but it expanded things. We had a person who had kidney cancer, was not covered under the old laws. Under the new laws, they were. He had been denied. We refiled, and not only did they pay him for that kidney cancer, they took it back when he very first, not got it, but when he very first filed. Things change. What you're eligible for change. And sometimes just the age makes a difference, you know. And so definitely, if you've been denied, even though you've been in there, come in and check it out. Here, 2 weeks ago, we had three Vietnam veterans come in. One came in, his brother came in because the veteran had passed, and requested a marker.
Mm-hmm.
He died of cancer, which should have been service-connected. He was never service-connected the whole time he was there. Another veteran's wife came in, and her husband has cancer. He doesn't want to come in, and she wants him to be service-connected because the things the VA can cover. And so we're working with him. And we had a third Vietnam veteran that came in. Three veterans, one day, Vietnam, all eligible, had never been in my office.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we remember. I remember Daryl's predecessor,
yep.
Vietnam vet, and said, we're here.
Yep.
Come on in.
Yep. So.
And a lot of them were a little reluctant to come in and do that. But that, but still, this is one of those things that there are benefits there for.
Yeah. Well, the thing I hear a lot is, I'm pretty good. I don't need to take away from those who really need it. Well, that's not the way it works. Every veteran that uses the VA hospital once a year, they get a certain per capita for that one veteran. If we had, and I'd say probably only 20% of the veterans use the VA hospital.
Mm-hmm.
If we would get all the veterans that should be able to use it, the amount of per capita that would go back in would build new hospitals, would build where we have specialty clinics, where we have more doctors there. But because they don't use it, instead of taken away, you know, from another veteran, they're taken away because they're not utilizing
sure.
it. So,
spouses, quickly, let's hit on spouses, because I know you always like to have a great story about a spouse that came in, didn't realize or her husband yep. did not realize that even a husband might, whose wife might have been a veteran.
Yep. We had a spouse come in, and we provide burial flag cases for spouses of veterans that pass away. The only requirement we have is they bring a 214 in. The reason we do that is because we bring them in, and the death certificate, we look at the death certificate, look where they were at, and we had a veteran spouse come in whose husband passed away from prostate cancer. And by looking at 214 and the death certificate, we were able to tell that. Then we were able to file for DIC, which is dependent indemnity compensation, and she got $1,500 a month. Not only $1,500 a month, but she had been paying for SBP, which is Survivor Benefit Plan, all these years, and because the VA kicked in and paid her DIC, they were able to go back and collect all the SBP, which was $37,000 they'd paid since he retired. And so there's things that we can do if we know about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely. Spouses are invited. Caregivers are invited because if you're a friend of a spouse or a friend of a veteran, come on in, because there's things that you can do to help out a veteran that you might not know about.
Sure.
So
sure. It's going to be on the 31st, Fairgrounds. Tell me about the coffee.
Free coffee.
Well, not just free coffee.
Oh.
Bring a can of
coffee. The other coffee. Yeah, we're actually doing a coffee drive for the Veterans Home over in Marshalltown. And we've already had someone bring in 6 or 8 cans to the office. And we're trying to collect coffee for them. And it's something I heard that another county done. It was pretty successful. And knowing Boone County, there's no doubt that we'll be successful in providing the veterans that are over there coffee. So
we'll do that. Bring in a can of coffee, and it all goes to the veterans at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. So
correct.
It's on Tuesday, the 31st. Mark your calendar if you haven't, and we'll run this again later. But Tuesday, the 31st, 9 to 1:30. Again, coffee and donuts early, but lunch at 11:30. Go back a second time if you need to. Don't miss lunch. And really, the big thing is a lot of different organizations will be there, but it's a great way to continue those lines of communication. You never know what you don't know until you ask.
Exactly.
And that's going to be the big thing. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us today.